Milk production has long been a cornerstone of Wisconsin's heritage and its economy. However, its landscape has been changing as some small family farms have given way to larger ones called CAFOs. That stands for Concentrated Animal Feeding Operations. 20 years ago, the CAFO count was close to 90. Today, there are more than 300. For our Beats Me series, Door County listener Steve Etal asked us whether more mega dairies would result in more polluted water. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz investigated.
Some of the CAFOs that have been popping up across Wisconsin raise hogs, others poultry, but the majority are dairy operations. One is in rural Jefferson County near the Rock River. Denise O'Halloran lives nearby. She says in the 1950s, the family milked 50 cows. The farm evolved, has a CAFO permit, and is now home to more than 2,000 cows.
I'm worried about the Rock River and having people be able to enjoy themselves canoeing or whatever, having it be a beautiful addition to our community and having it not be polluted by runoff. And we've had these big rains, and is there some control in place so that manure does not get in there? And in addition, our little community sits on a recharging aquifer, and we all have wells here. And if our wells go bad, you know, our the worth of our property, you know, goes down, and we have to dig new wells, and is that even possible? So that's a big concern.
Wisconsin's Department of Natural Resources is responsible for issuing CAFO permits and monitoring the operations. Brian Weigel is Deputy Director of Watershed Programs.
Federal government delegates Wisconsin permitting authority consistent with the Clean Water Act. So our requirements for CAFOs are consistent with federal requirements.
He says the agency is tuned into potential water risks.
We look at the geology of the area, the local facilities, and understand whether or not there is high risk of pollutants to the groundwater. And in situations where we suspect there may be greater risk, we ask the facility to implement a groundwater monitoring plan and report to us on a regular basis, on an annual basis, results from that monitoring.
Weigel says DNR oversight includes managing runoff on farms, and he says inspectors visit fields where manure produced by the mega dairy farms is spread.
So on a regular basis with the manure haulers, a lot of times it could be somebody that doesn't own the farm that is actually applying the manure on the field, and they need to be informed what the specific requirements, setbacks, application rates, etc., are for the various fields. Offer things like municipal or private wells, surface water quality management areas, navigable streams, or other conduits to groundwater, conduits to surface waters.
The big picture, a CAFO permit lasts 5 years, during which the farmer must submit annual reports. In the fourth year, Weigel says, the farms have to meet substantial compliance to renew their permits.
So during that substantial compliance inspection, if it is detected that you have a discharge to a navigable water, for example, then that's a situation that's very serious. And there could be a notice of violation. If it's an egregious violation, it could be elevated such that enforcement is conducted in concert with the Department of Justice.
And over time, that has occurred in some cases.
Yes, absolutely.
It's a little concerning for me when I hear dialogue of, all CAFOs are bad. Whenever we stereotype like that, we set ourselves up for trouble.
That's Waukesha County resident John Kepke, a fifth-generation dairy farmer. His is not a CAFO. Kepke's family has a mid-sized operation milking 350 cows.
They're more regulated than I am as far as when they can apply manure to fields and that sort of thing. And The regulations are very restrictive.
He believes, regardless of regulation, most farmers want to do what's best for their business and the environment.
But unfortunately, you know, there are some bad actors out there of all sizes too. And if you have a bad actor out there that's large, well, they have the potential to make a large negative impact.
We asked the Dairy Business Association to weigh in on this story. It politely declined to participate. Some people believe the best way to prevent potential negative impacts of CAFOs and ensure safe water for future generations is through a long-term comprehensive water plan for the state. Perhaps Wisconsin will step in that direction. In his first State of the State address last month, Governor Tony Evers proclaimed 2019 will be the year of clean drinking water. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
You can listen for Beats Me reports every first and third Monday on Morning Edition. Our four beat reporters will take turns answering your questions. You can learn more and submit your questions at wuwm.com/beatsme.